This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Marva, and like Mary, ARVA, Patterson, Patterson, date of birth 12/2/1936. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Ms. Patterson with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, iron deficiency anemia, and history of breast carcinoma. Her last visit was December 6th of 2021. Her weight is stable. She has used oral iron in the past, but that tends to cause diarrhea. She's now only using the iron tablets once weekly, and she does tolerate that without getting excessive diarrhea. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no current diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or wheezing, no orthopnea or PND, urine is clear, no cloudiness or blood, no dysuria, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the candesartan, CANDESARTEN, 8 milligram. She takes 2 daily. And in addition to her other routine medications. Physical examination, weight 168 pounds, pulse 66, blood pressure, large adult cuff, left arm sitting, was 150/70. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no edema or ulcerations. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 11th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.1 with estimated GFR of 48. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 8.5, albumin 4.1. Her hemoglobin is 10.3. White count is 2.8. Platelets are 97,000. IgM is low at 34. IgG is normal at 1,051. IgA slightly elevated, 459. And she has mildly elevated kappa and lambda free light chains. And the serum protein electrophoresis had slight beta-gamma bridging, and no monoclonal protein was detected. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression. She has chronic iron deficiency anemia and history of breast carcinoma, and she's followed by hematology and treated by hematology for pancytopenia. And the patient will continue to have lab studies done, renal chemistries every 3 months. She will follow a low-salt diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.